Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Hope your day is starting off well. Happy day after the primary. And as Phil pointed out in the news there at the top of the hour, no surprises in Massachusetts. Joe Biden, Donald Trump, each winning their respective parties' primary here in Massachusetts. But of course, the real conversation about yesterday happened about, you know, here in New Bedford. Because, once again, there were issues with how the election went off. And I'm interested in hearing from anybody out there that encountered issues that we didn't hear from yesterday. You can give me a call, 508-996-0500. You can send me app chat messages on the WBSM app. I don't know if you followed along with the conversation after I went off the air yesterday. I don't know if you read the story we have at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, but we got some information about what had happened. Wow, that guy was fast. He's already on the other side of the parking lot, this jogger. Anyway, I get distracted easily by things. By the way, remember yesterday when I was getting distracted by the crane across the street loading things onto the roof of Stop and Shop? I was over in that plaza yesterday afternoon, and there were fire trucks there, and they had evacuated everybody from the store. And I just happened to ask, I was going into Jersey Mike's, and I happened to ask, I said, you guys have a fire? And they're like, we don't know. They just told us to leave. So I don't know what happened over there, but I hope it wasn't related to the whole crane thing, because I enjoyed watching that. Anyway. Everything's fine. The store opened back up again. So, at least as far as I know, looked like it was when I left later. But anyway, getting back to Tuesday. So, of course, we had the news broken here on the radio from a caller that called in to let us know that Ward 1 Precinct D, when it opened at 7 a.m., did not have any Republican ballots. There were also issues with the machine there. There were issues with some other machines. And then Ward 1 Councilor Leo Chiquette went down to 1D and said he was going to stay there until they had a working machine. And so he was trying to find out more about what happened with the Republican ballots. And from what he was told, 11 people were turned away. Now keep that number in mind, 11. You heard Joanne Hodgson on with Chris. She was one of the candidates that was actually on the Republican ballot running for Republican State Committee. And when she found out about it, she contacted Amy Cannavale and the Mass GOP. She ended up talking to the executive director of the Mass GOP. The executive director filed a formal complaint with the Secretary of State's office. The Secretary of State's office got a response from the New Bedford Board of Election Commissioners that didn't really dispute the same information that they had given us. So what we were told in the morning is that Republican primary ballots were not delivered when they should have. When polling equipment and materials were first delivered, voting resumed when a supply of ballots was delivered from City Hall. Now, there were a lot of people who asked whether or not, a lot of callers who called in and asked whether or not the other voters, those who were taking the Libertarian or Democrat ballots, were allowed to keep voting while there were no Republican ballots. I'm sorry that I didn't ask that question. It was my inference from that statement that that meant that they put everybody on pause to vote for the 40 minutes until they got there. I just read that as that, so I didn't think twice about it. So I probably should have asked that question, but the statement that was given to the Secretary of State's office, again, this is coming from the Secretary of State's office to the Executive Director of the Mass GOP, to Joanne Hotchin, and then relayed on the air to Chris McCarthy. So I just want to make that chain clear. I had reached out to the Mass GOP and I had asked for a copy of the response that they received, just so that I, you know, could verify that that was, you know, word for word what was said, and not, you know, just a summary or an interpretation. But I didn't get a response to that, so I was just able to quote the statement that she gave to Chris McCarthy, which she said that the statement they were given was, apparently when packing the supply boxes, they missed the Republican ballots. The city election department was made aware of the issue by the warden at 7:15 a.m. and were able to rectify it by 7:40, as this precinct is on the other side of the city. Despite having received specific training to count all ballots prior to opening and contacting the election office with any issues, the warden in Ward 1 failed to do that. So, listen, I want the warden in Ward 1 to call in and explain what happened. See, I reached out to the election office and to Manny DiBrito yesterday, and the responses that I got were all through Jonathan Darling in the mayor's office, which, you know, I understand that's, they want everything to come through the mayor's office. But I don't think that the Ward 1 captain has to follow that format. So the Ward 1 captain, you've been thrown under the bus here, I think. Because they're saying you were supposed to check ahead of time. You were supposed to check before the polls open, which is probably true. I mean, I don't doubt that. But also, someone didn't pack them on the other end. Who was responsible for packing them, for getting them at City Hall and bringing them out there? Was that the warden? Was the warden supposed to pack? Does nobody from the election office double check? Is there not a checklist to follow? I don't understand that chain of custody there. The second issue was that voting machine that was stuck at Ward 1, Precinct D, which was for a number of hours. The Board of Election Commissioners says that 3F was fixed in about 2 minutes. Callers seem to dispute that, but that's the official statement from them, so, you know, they said that it was a power issue and that they fixed it within 2 minutes. The issue with the Ward 1 Precinct D voting machine was that it was jammed up. This is according to what Leo Chiquette was told and what he relayed to me, was jammed up because two trays were put into the machine instead of one. So somebody didn't know how to load the machine correctly. I mean, what's going on here? That wasn't checked first. So that's what we were told. Hang on, callers. I'll get right to you in just a minute. I just have a couple of updates to the story to share. So Leo Chiquette had told us that he was told by the poll workers that about 11 people had come in looking for Republican ballots that didn't get them while they were there, and that they were told to come back and vote again, vote later in the day. At 2:50 p.m., we received a statement from the Board of Election Commissioners that said, as described in an earlier statement by the Board of Election Commissioners, voting in the Republican primary at the Vibra Hospital polling location was affected when Republican primary ballots were not available for a brief period in the early morning. The Board of Election Commissioners has investigated the scope of the potential impact on Ward 1D voters and found that approximately 7 to 8 voters were affected. They were encouraged to return and indicated they would attempt to do so by the end of the day. By noon, approximately 6 of them of the originally affected voters had returned to successfully cast their ballots. The Board of Election Commissioners regrets any inconvenience and appreciates the effort of those voters who returned to participate in the election. That was at 2:50 we received that update. Then at 9:50 p.m., we received another update from the Board of Commissioners. As described in an earlier statement by the Board of Election Commissioners, voting there, I'm going to skip all that part. The Board of Election Commissioners has investigated and found the potential impact on Ward 1D voters, found that 8 voters were affected. They were encouraged to return and indicated they would attempt to do so by the end of the day. Shortly before polls closed on Tuesday night, 7 of the 8 had returned to cast their ballots. The Board of Election Commissioners regrets any inconvenience and appreciates the effort of those voters who returned. Okay, so a couple of things here. One, did they write down anybody's name when they left? Did they recall that the person who came back was the person who, like, I want to know how they got that number. I want to know the formula in which they were able to track who these people were. Secondly, 7 of 8 voters returned to cast their ballots. Okay, so you know what? That means you disenfranchised one person in New Bedford, and one person being disenfranchised is still too many. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
I called up and asked a question to the election commission when I got my mail-in ballot, and you know, they were very rude. They said they didn't know. The girls there said they didn't know anything about it. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, what are they doing in that office, really?
No, I believe it. I believe that they might not have been involved. You know, the office workers there in that department, I can believe that they might not have been involved in this. That it might have been something that was, you know, being handled by the ward captain and Manny directly.
You're not listening to me. I said what they said to me. When I called in about my mail-in ballot, I had a question. About,
oh, your mail-in. Okay.
Somebody that was on the ballot, a name. They said, oh, we don't know anything about that. They were very, very aloof. And they were very, very rude. And, you know, I'm getting tired of the mayor, number one, okay? He's taking the heat for the election commission, okay? Now that's what's going on. And I don't care for what he's doing at all. I was talking to somebody about this yesterday. And he should have never got what he did, like Scott Lane said, just voted himself into all these years. I don't care for his performance. I don't care what he's doing. Care for how he's handling things.
Just to go back to your ballot question issue, I don't know that they can provide you information about a candidate because that might be seen, you know, that might not be appropriate.
Listen, what do they know? Like we're saying, that what's going on there? Well, they don't know anything, okay? What these workers that work there, they get like a tiny wage.
If they start telling you about the candidate, it could verge into the idea of it sounds like they're campaigning or pushing for that candidate or endorsing that candidate. So I could understand why they wouldn't want to have that opportunity to provide that information.
Well, you know what, Tim? It's who you know and who you blow, okay?
All right. That's enough. You know better than to use language like that on the radio, Shawneen. You know better than that. I understand that you were upset, but you got to be responsible. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, who are you?
How's it going?
Yeah, pretty good. And come to general election, maybe just go mail in your ballot. You know, then you don't have to worry about incompetence or nothing. You can mail in your ballot early.
Then you definitely have it, right?
Yeah. I'm in time, and I just mail it in because incompetence and stuff. If they can't count it, well, I did my part. But I just mail it in. That way I don't have to go there and say, you got no ballot for you. You know, so, you know. Well, you got to figure it out. You know, you got to figure it out. So, hey, I see Haley's dropping out of the race today at 10 o'clock in the morning. She's going to tell everybody that she ain't playing no more. But the thing is that they said Iowa picks corn and Vermont picks presidents. And she won Vermont and she's quitting. It don't make no sense.
Because that's all she won was Vermont. That's the problem. She doesn't have enough delegates.
Oh, okay. So she ain't got she got a problem with the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is that she'll go third party, maybe, or Robert Kennedy will. But they said that Trump should put her on vice president. And I said, that's pretty stupid, because if he does that, that could break up the MAGA hardliners, because she's a total rhino. So,
but
we'll see what happens. If she's on the ticket with Trump, then I walk away from it.
Well, it seems like Tim Scott's in line to be the vice presidential candidate. Lindsey Graham kind of indicated that a little bit on CNN last night, that he had played golf with Donald Trump, and they talked about Tim Scott, and you know he was being coy about it, but I think that's what's lining up here.
I can see Tim Scott as president if Trump was assassinated, and probably made a deal with Tim. Hey Tim, if I get assassinated, bring one of my kids as vice president to do the interim.
Well, that wouldn't work. But I appreciate the call. Thank you. You have a good day. And let's take another call here before I go take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
How are you?
I have a quick question because I'm a little confused.
Mm-hmm.
Can a person change from now till November their political party status?
Yes, as far as I know. I think it's only like just a month before you vote that you can make changes up until, so I believe so.
Okay, because I didn't know if now with the first, voting, whatever party, political party you were enrolled in, that now you couldn't, that there was some sort of cutoff because, I have a family member who went yesterday to go vote, and he was pretty upset because he's always been he's been unenrolled. And then when he got there, they told him, he said whatever ballot he wanted, and they told him no, that he had to take, that Democrat ballot because that's what he was listed as. And he was like, well, what are you talking about? Because that's not... I'm not a Democrat or Republican. I'm unenrolled. And they're like, well, that's not what it states here. So, he was really perturbed, but he left. And then, he was asking me if he still has, he still can go to City Hall and change that. And I said, well, I really think you can, but I'm not sure. So that's why I was calling to find out.
Yeah, I think you have until, I think it's about roughly a month before or a couple of weeks before that you can change anything with your voter registration. But I mean, the important thing is, when he's going to vote in November, it doesn't matter what party he is. There's no party ballots. So it's only by the next primary that he's going to make the change.
Oh, okay. All right, that's fine. Yeah, you know what? And you're right. I didn't even think of that. He was so perturbed about it.
Well, I understand. Yeah. If you don't want to be that and you want to be Republican, you probably want to get it fixed as soon as you can, because it just probably eats away at you that you've changed. I don't know what happened with that, but we heard a lot of people that called in that said that they were enrolled Democratic, and I was looking into it, but I couldn't really find any information on it. Some people were claiming it happened at the RMV, but from what I could tell from the RMV form, it doesn't ask you what you want to enroll as.
Well, but it's funny because you're mentioning that, but he did, last year he did have to renew his license, so I don't know if something, he's pretty sure that he hasn't changed anything. So unless something just automatically got changed without him knowing. But, just my last comment, because I know 6:30 is rolling around. As far as the whole election department, I really think I understand Maria Tomasio was there for a very, very, very long time. And she probably, with everything, with experience, she was, she had every like dotted T crossed, because she could probably do that job with her eyes closed. But what I find going on with this department is there's really a lot of lack of organization. And unless you're a very organized person, it just won't work in that position. Anyway, you have a good day.
You as well.
I just called to ask that. Thank you.
Take care. And callers, I see you there. We will try to get as many calls in as we can, but I got to take a quick break. If we don't get to you before the news, we will definitely get to you after. I'll be right back. All right, we're going to get the news quickly from Phil, and then we'll take those callers that are on hold as soon as we come back. And also, we'll take your calls, too. We have room for you at 508-996-0500. I got some messages to read as well, but right now, take it away, Phil.
victory for Donald Trump on Super Tuesday. Wildfires rage on in Texas, and a popular story continues.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
As of this morning, former President Trump has won 12 of 13 GOP presidential races called, only losing Vermont to former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. President Biden also racked up victories in every place holding elections except for American Samoa. On Tuesday, a bipartisan House bill was introduced that would force TikTok to separate from its Chinese-owned parent company ByteDance or be banned in the U.S. The bill gives ByteDance 5 months to divest TikTok before the ban would go into effect. Accused of sharing classified information on a foreign dating app, a U.S. Strategic Command civilian employee appeared in federal court Tuesday. The retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel was arrested this past weekend on 3 charges. He pled not guilty to all allegations. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the wildfires that have torched the panhandle are nothing short of catastrophic. He toured the area scorched by the Smokehouse Creek fire yesterday by helicopter. The Smokehouse fire is now the largest in Texas history. Dozens of families have been displaced by the deadly fires. The first birth control pill approved in the U.S. for over-the-counter use will be available later this month. It's called O-Pill, and it's manufactured by Perrigo, a U.S. healthcare company based in Michigan. The contraceptive, which studies show is 98% effective if taken as directed, will cost $20 for a 1-month supply, $50 for a 3-month supply. Dodge is going to keep its Charger and Challenger models going with both gas and electric versions. The automaker announced in 2022 that production of the cars would stop, but sales of electric vehicles have been slower than expected. The first EV versions are expected to go on sale before the end of the year, with gas-powered cars hitting the market in 2025. And House of the Dragon Season 2 set to debut on HBO in June. The launch month for the Game of Thrones spinoff series was revealed by Warner Brothers Discovery yesterday. No exact date has been confirmed. The show takes place 200 years before the events of the original series and is based on George R.R. Martin's book, Fire and Blood.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The Celtics were on a hot streak until last night when they lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers 105-104. They're away to play the Denver Nuggets on Thursday. The Boston Bruins lost to the Edmonton Oilers 2-1. They host the Toronto Maple Leafs on Thursday. And the Red Sox play the Minnesota Twins at spring training today at 1.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Wednesday morning. Gray conditions out there. We're seeing some patchy fog, mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures in the mid-40s as we head into the afternoon. We'll be dealing with rain heavy at times. Temperatures in the lower 50s overnight tonight. The rain will continue lower 50s. As we head into tomorrow, that rain will be tapering off and temperatures will be around the lower 50s. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecil Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Let's go back to the phones. Phone lines are lit up, but we have one line open at 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing, Kelly?
Good. You know, everything that happened yesterday, I could understand that, you know, all the commotions and everything. But when you get off base on the stuff without knowing what really happened, like you said, you know, there's people that should be held accountable. But you know that I had a problem yesterday.
Are you talking about when your call with Chris? Because I'm not getting into that.
No. I don't want you to get into it. No, I'm not going to mention what happened. But when you have people on the radio calling in, they don't know what they're saying sometimes because they don't follow up to find out what's going on. But when you have your hosts putting facts out there that are not true, that's what causes all the problems.
Yeah, well, what was put out that was not true? Because we did everything we could to verify the information that we were receiving.
Okay, since you asked, I'll give you an example. One of your hosts made a statement, okay, and he was attacking somebody. I won't mention any names, but what he said was a person got his job because he was black. Okay? But I haven't seen his resume. So if he hasn't looked at his...
So was it stated as fact, or was it stated as, you know, that's what I think might have happened? Because, you know, as you know, people here give their opinions.
Listen, it was stated as the fact because he followed up with that the mayor is afraid of Brito because he's black and he's afraid he's going to use the race guy.
So that sounds like it's someone's perception of the situation. The same way you don't have any proof that Linda Morad's a tyrant, except that it's your opinion, and you call in and give that opinion over the air.
Oh no, I have proof.
But what you see is proof somebody who is a Linda Morad supporter might see as doing the job that they elected her to do.
No, it's court.
My point is that it's a subjective opinion, and that's what people are giving on talk radio.
Can I just ask a favor from you?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you can do this. Could you have Michael Rock call me? You guys have my phone.
No, nobody wants to call you anymore, Gilly. Everybody's getting tired of this.
You're getting tired for hearing the truth. That's what your radio, that's what I'm trying to say. You guys can criticize people, okay? The hosts I'm talking about. But when somebody does... You know what I mean? When we try to criticize you guys and don't use no foul language or anything, we get shut off. And you know, just listen to the, when you get off work, just listen to the part of yesterday, 11 to 12.
I'm going to end this now because there's people who actually want to talk about important things and not your personal battles with people.
So in other words, I can't even call in now.
I didn't say that.
No. I know you said that the people are getting sick of me. You guys are getting sick.
No, people are getting sick of the little minutiae of the things that you want to, you know, pick arguments about. You want to call in and talk about the topics in general? Yeah, absolutely. But the minutiae, I mean, every time you call, Gillian, I'm not trying to insult you here, but every time you call, I get a bunch of app chat messages from people saying, oh, here he goes again, because people just think that you're nitpicking little things that don't matter. That's all I'm saying.
Nitpicking.
Pick the battles. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I got to pick the battles. So in other words, if I don't agree with you guys, you know, a lot of people don't call in because of that. People, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be a wise guy or anything.
Neither am I.
At one time, Tim, and there's people out there that heard this from your hosts. They wanted to put a statue downstairs. And the quote that they said, your host. They said, if it wasn't people like Gilly Satiolis, we wouldn't have a revolution.
Right. All right. Okay. I'm going to hold you there because I got some other callers. And
you're not going to tell Tim to call me. I mean, Mike.
I'll mention it to him, but I he's probably not going to do it.
Oh, so you're speaking for him now.
I'm just guessing. I have no idea, but I will give him the information.
You guys, that's the problem that I'm trying to bring across. You guys guess without knowing.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. I'm sorry. Do you want me to go interrupt his show right now and ask him? I'm just speaking off the cuff. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Okay. That was a long 3 minutes, Gilly. Knock it off now. good morning, Reverend.
How are you doing? You know, the only person I got that hard timer on is Lamone.
I'm after that one too. He better stop it.
You don't abuse it.
No. Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm calling in reference to that woman that called just before Gilly.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, was it her brother that was voting or a neighbor or somebody?
I don't remember exactly. I think she said her brother.
Okay. I'll say it's her brother. I'm telling you, downtown, I had no problem. And if that woman had said to me what they said to that man, that, no, you're a Democrat and this is what you're going to... I would have been arrested yesterday. There would have been big news yesterday downtown if they had said that to me. I've always been unenrolled, and I voted for whoever I wanted. She said, what ballot do you want? I said, I'm unenrolled to make sure I stay that way on the record. Check it out for me. I said, and I want a Republican ballot. And had she said to me, no, you need a Democrat, well, there would have been big news yesterday, Reverend, with me. I probably would have been arrested, no doubt, because I would have made a big ruckus over there. That man probably didn't know any better to say, what are you talking about? A person who's unenrolled will take any ballot he wants. She had no right to do that, and he needs to do something about that. Because how many other people that they did that to that probably don't know any better? Well, I know better.
And you know, one of the things that I would say is it could have just been a mistake. They could have called over to the election office and double-checked on their computers because they're using those little tablets that are connected into the system. I mean, you know, it could just be some sort of mistake and they could call over. They did that to me when I was having an issue. They said, oh, hold on, let me check and see what they can find out in the actual records. And then maybe they could have cleared it up.
He should have demanded it. He said, while he was there, he should have said, check on this right now because I'm not leaving. I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't have left. I think you know me by now. I never would have walked out of there. My vote would have been cast, believe it or not. That man probably, I mean, I'm sorry, he didn't know any better. So now that vote is lost now, right? There's nothing he can do about it now.
Because there's nothing he can do with the day of. There's no day of changes.
Well, I'm very sorry for that. Oh, boy, if I'd been in the same line with him, I would have helped him right there. We both probably would have got arrested. I don't know. But come on. If you're unenrolled, you take any ballot. That's what unenrollment means. You vote for who you want. And I'm still aggravated about the color of those ballots. That's plain and simple what they did with that.
Nobody did anything. As I explained yesterday, the colors on the ballots in Massachusetts have been those colors long before they started using red and blue on television.
Those colors are more pronounced now because I don't remember it the last time.
Remember it the last time because you weren't all up in arms about the way the election was going last time.
You're going to tell me what I remember and what I don't remember.
No, I'm just saying it's a recency bias. That's what it's called, recency bias.
Okay.
I'm not saying you're biased. I'm saying that that's a recency bias is something that happens in your brain. It's not.
Okay, it's my attacking my brain now.
I'm not attacking your brain. It's like when you go and you buy a blue Toyota and all of a sudden you see blue Toyotas everywhere. Mm. You know what I mean?
I hope other people, you know, if other people called in and had that same problem, I'm interested to know how many people went through that mistake yesterday without realizing that they should have said something right on the spot, and I stretched my 3 minutes. So now
what mistake are you referring to?
Well, you just told me that it could have been a mistake. You said that they didn't give the guy his ballot.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you were talking about the ballot colors, if you were going back to that. Okay,
that's what
I was clarifying.
It was about, you know, that they should have gave it to him, period. And I think anybody that knows anything about it, they'll come out and agree with me. It's the truth. If you're unenrolled, that's what unenrolled means.
I mean, but I think the election workers are kind of limited to they can only do what the computer is telling them to do. The problem is, why is the mistake in the computer to begin with? That's the real question.
But the mistake is also the worker there should have known better. She's working there. She doesn't know.
What do you mean she doesn't know? How does she know she's telling her the truth?
No, Mr. Weisberg, you misunderstand me right now. That woman that called said that they told that man, you're down, I guess, as a Democrat. She could have just been saying that. The guy kept saying he was unenrolled. She should have automatically given him.
The computer that they're looking at is telling him what he is, or, you know, paper form, depending on what they were using at that precinct. But it's telling that's telling the poll worker what he's enrolled as. So the problem isn't with what the person was saying. It was what the paper or the computer was telling that person.
But he still could have took the ballot he wanted. They can't force you.
He can't if it says on the paper that he's enrolled as a Democrat.
Really?
Yeah. They can't go against what's on the actual voter logs.
So you mean to tell me you don't have your choice when you get there?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mary. I didn't mean to cut you off there. That was my accident. I've got some other calls here, but if you want to call back, I know you said you went over your 3 minutes, but that was my fault because I hung up on you accidentally trying to put somebody else on hold. We do have a whole bunch of calls. Let me take a quick break here, and when we come back, we will talk more with you callers, and I'm going to go in order. I can see how long you've been on hold, so I will go in order. All right, we'll be right back. All right, welcome back. We're going to try and squeeze in as many calls as we can, but right now let's go to this line because he's been waiting quite a bit. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, what's going on, Tim?
What's happening?
Not much. Get ready. You're going to see a Trump presidency in November. He will win, barring any October surprises. So I was looking at some of the results locally, and the primaries were incredibly one-sided, obviously, right? But when I started to look into the numbers, in Dartmouth alone, Donald Trump actually almost beat Biden in the total number of votes cast. And Biden actually had a big problem in Dartmouth and New Bedford in particular. They had about, in each municipality, 10% uncommitted. That's probably record-breaking. When you're talking about 10% of the of that party not committed to you as an incumbent, that doesn't speak well, because now going forward into November, say three quarters of the uncommitted vote for you. That means you got 25% of that 10% staying home. Well, and that could sway an election.
Not to dump on your research, but the question that I would have here is, what percentage of the registered people in that party for that town came out to vote? Because I think you probably got more Republicans or people who were interested in voting Republican for this primary coming out than you had Democrats, because it was a foregone conclusion that Joe Biden had this, you know, wrapped up. And there's no statement in going out and voting for Joe Biden in the primary. Whereas on the Republican primary, whether it be that you wanted to make a statement or whether you felt like it might have been close in this state, you know, you had a reason to go out and vote.
Well, I actually jumped to that also. So I looked into the 2020 election, and Donald Trump is right where he was, and he was the incumbent in 2020. So it really shows how not disenfranchised, but like uncommitted the people are with Joe Biden. They're just not happy with him, with the job that he's doing, or just basically, you know, his entire administration. And a lot of it is kind of out of his control. And I know a lot of people don't agree with me, but like when you're talking about the economy, that's kind of out of his control. It's relatively a foregone conclusion that Trump is going to win in November. So if you are in favor of or not in favor of a Trump presidency, just make sure you give him a mixed Congress going forward. Make sure he has to fight for everything that he wants. So you basically have like just like in Boston. I've always been in favor of a Republican governor and a Democratic legislature, just because you can counterbalance each one. I think it makes like better policy because you're forced to compromise.
All right, I got to hold you there because I got to take a final break here. But thank you for the call and thank you for the research. All right, have a good day. And callers, hang on. I do got to take this break. We'll try to get everybody in. I'll be back in just a few moments. Let's see if we can get everybody in before the end of the hour. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. I'm going to keep it very quick. You know, what I take away from all of this that's happening in our city is that we're paying a lot of taxes and we have a substandard municipal government. We have a dysfunctional city council. We have a mayor that's out of touch with reality, with the election office and the drive-by shootings. And we have an election commissioner, Manny DeBrito, that we can't trust. And regardless who gets in the White House, we still got a mess in our city and our roads. Our roads, it's like you're driving in a third world country. All of this stuff is happening in our city. My question to all residents and homeowners is, are you happy the way the city is going under Democrats? All Ask right. yourself this question, because what I take away from all this fiasco with the election yesterday is we have a bunch of inepts getting paid a lot of money, and we're paying a lot of taxes. And when are people going to stop putting up with this crap?
Okay. Thank you for the call. And let's squeeze in a Mary call back here. So let's give her some time here. Sorry I hung up on you, Mary. That was an accident.
No, it was you. Okay, I thought I hung up. I'm sorry for calling back. Listen, are you trying to tell me that if you are registered to a certain party and 5 years later when you're walking in to do another vote and you're registered, say, as a Democrat, whatever the thing is, you've lost your freedom that day? You have to stick to that? You're locked in?
Yeah, you have a certain time period to change it until before the election. And then, you know, then they don't have the time to update the system.
What is the reason? What is the need to register as a certain party if when you go there, you can't change your mind on the moment and say, I want this? If you're already registered one way and there's no way out of that, why go in to vote? If you're registered, your name's in, they should automatically put your name in that you are that party and that's your vote. You don't even have to go in. I think if that's the way it is and you're locked into it, then everybody should be unenrolled and vote whatever you want when you get there. That's stupid. Get rid of the parties. Get rid of them.
All right. I agree with that. Have a good day. I do. That's why I'm unenrolled, so that I can take the ballot that is the race that matters more in the primary. But also, that was the problem is, you know, if this person was unenrolled or coming up as unenrolled.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.